Our guest in the cafe this morning is the co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, Dr. Carrie McCreary. Good morning.
Good morning.
I saw a thing here recently, Carrie, an article that said that raw food is getting to be kind of a trendy thing for people feeding their pets, and apparently there's a big controversy about it.
Yeah, it's a hot topic for sure.
Yeah, you've heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
And so, of course, animals, you would think they are more or less not designed, but they are familiar with eating raw food, of course. That's kind of the natural state. And yet, there are critics of it.
Yeah, and so I can see both sides for sure. And so I totally understand where people are saying, you know, these animals evolved from wolves or, you know, big cats, and so their bodies are designed to handle raw food and, you know, this kind of protein and meat and everything. But we also have to remember that over time, species change, right? And so probably the most common or the most probably well-accepted theory is actually that our dogs that we have in home as pets actually kind of evolved from a street dog, so a dog that is used to eating, you know, things off the street, surviving more with people around. So I think in reality, our dogs probably originally did come from wolves and, mm-hmm. and wild dogs, but we are so far from that that argument may not totally be applicable, mm-hmm. you know?
So
I mean, I would like to think that my Chihuahua is part wolf, but it's not. I can't.
Are people who are feeding them raw food, typically just, you know, like taking a steak out of the freezer, letting it thaw, and then letting the dog eat the steak, or how
yeah,
does that work?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So there's kind of two main ways. So yes, some people are doing that, where they really are buying like food like that, like chicken, and giving them, you know, part of a chicken, bones and everything, and steak and everything. But then there's also now commercially processed raw food diets for dogs and cats, mm-hmm. where you can almost purchase like these little medallions, so little patties that are yep. frozen and raw, and then you let them thaw, and then you can feed those. I mean, they look so gross, though. I'm like, I would not. I mean, dog food's gross anyways, but I'm like, oh, my gosh, yuck. However, you know, they probably love it.
We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. There's some concern about raw food transmitting bacteria to people if you're handling raw food and then you're not, you know, you're not handling it properly.
Right, and that is the big, that is probably the number one concern that critics have. Well, two things. One is that that's for sure an issue, but it's like, you know what, I handle raw food in my kitchen
right.
all the time when I make
yes.
chicken or whatever, but in reality, I don't wash my dog's bowl and sanitize it every time I feed them.
Mm-hmm.
I put some kibble out, I walk away, and then the next day I put some kibble out. You know, I'm going to be honest, that's not something I think about, washing their bowls every night. So if you're continually feeding them raw food and you're, you know, that bacteria is still residual in the bowl, it's still in your dog's mouth, who probably mm-hmm. licks your face,
mm-hmm.
you know, or licks your kid's face, and then it's in their water bowl when they go drink. And so you just have these kind of deposits of sometimes zoonotic bacteria, that salmonella, campylobacter, that can also make your family sick. And so if you're going to do that, you have to be extremely meticulous about handling and cleaning properties. You know, does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, our dog's mouths are gross anyway. We know that. But there's specific bacteria that could be in that food that is also something that you could get.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it concerning.
We live in the country, and our dogs kind of run loose. And now raw food for them is a rabbit that they may catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh yeah, my cats eat raw food all the time.
Right. So
they just have to work for it, I guess.
Yeah, they're on their own with that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
It is summertime, and we can take a moment here. I think most things are pretty obvious, but what are the key things for people to remember in summertime with pets?
Oh my gosh, overheating. We're seeing it so often. You hear it all the time. I'm sure you see it all over social media, but don't leave your pets in a vehicle ever. Even if it's 2 minutes and you run into the store,
mm-hmm.
that can be enough with the temperatures right now and their fur coat and everything else to send them over the edge into heat stroke. So just absolutely just make sure that you don't leave your pets in the car. you're aware of, making sure that if they are outside, they have plenty of shaded areas raised up off the ground, kiddie pools with water so they can dip in and cool themselves off, watch their feet on hot asphalt. You know, that gets real hot, and if their pads aren't used to that yet, they can really kind of get blisters and slough their pads. I think those are the biggies.
Okay, good. Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the phone line.
Thank you.
Dr. Carrie McCreary, the Greenville Animal Hospital, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.